Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncarz.
Sometimes I wonder if peace is possible in today's world where war is raging, and here in our own country where we are as divided as we've ever been. In a world that's more connected than ever, we keep finding reasons to disagree and reasons for conflict and violence. But is peace really possible? The prophet Isaiah said that the coming Messiah would be called the Prince of Peace. When Jesus was born, angels announced peace on earth. And before he died, Jesus blessed his disciples with the words, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you." The Bible tells us that Jesus came and preached peace to all people. How did Jesus preach, teach, and show peace? Well, he came to break down the barriers that divide people. In a world where religion separates people, Jesus brought people together across divisions of gender, race, and social class. He welcomed children. He ate with people who were considered sinners. Remarkably, the first time he revealed that he was the Messiah was to a Gentile woman, not a Jew, who was viewed as having a bad reputation. Prejudice is an ugly part of being human. We all want to feel better than someone else. We all have moments when we try to improve our own self-image by projecting something negative onto somebody else. You may have heard of the brown-eyed, blue-eyed experiment by a third-grade teacher in 1968. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had just been assassinated. Teacher Jane Elliott wanted her students to really feel the pain of discrimination and racism. She separated the students into two groups based on their eye colors, brown-eyed and blue-eyed. Then she announced that Friday would be brown-eyed days, and all brown-eyed students would be treated better than blue-eyed. Brown-eyed students would be considered cleaner, smarter, and more civilized than blue-eyed students. The results of this experiment were shocking. By noon, the teacher could easily tell the difference between brown-eyed and blue-eyed students from a distance. The brown-eyed students were happy. The blue-eyed students were miserable. On Monday, the roles were switched, and the blue-eyed children became the favored ones. After it was over, the kids reported their feelings. Many of them recalled feeling sad, angry, and dirty over the days when they were not the favored ones. But they got the point. And at a class reunion 15 years later, other students reported how the experiment had changed their way of thinking. They were less likely to stereotype other people. We create ridiculous barriers, as silly as eye colors, to justify mistreating other people. The Bible says Jesus came to create in himself one new man out of the two, making peace between divided groups. He broke down walls of divided people. In the Jewish temple, the Gentiles were only allowed in the outer courts, far away from the holy inner sanctum. But Jesus challenged that way of thinking. Jesus showed us a lifestyle opposite of injustice and prejudice. He drove out corrupt money changers who were cheating people at the temple. He blessed meek, merciful, persecuted, condemned people. When asked if he was the deliverer, he talked about how he freed people from sickness, from poverty, from prejudice. Jesus cared for outcast and oppressed people. Then he gave his life to bring all of us peace with God. Isaiah said about Jesus that the punishment that brought us peace was upon him. Jesus' shed blood established a new deal that brought divided people to God and to each other. We are all part of the same human family, blood relatives, in a physical and in the spiritual sense. In our day of global conflict and so much fighting back and forth, reminders of peace are needed. Jesus' message, his radical message of peace and reconciliation and learning to live together peacefully, must be lived out. We don't talk enough about the powerful meaning of Christ's blood. His death sealed a new covenant, bringing peace between divided people and restoring our relationship with God. Through his sacrifice, we who were once far away from God have been brought near to God and to each other as one family. No one is left out. Jesus brought peace. May we too be peacemakers. May we help destroy barriers between people. May we stand up against injustice, unkindness, and prejudice. May we share the power of Jesus' sacrifice to bring peace between all people and God. May we each work to be agents of peace in this crazy, crazy, unpeaceful world.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.